A month that saw Gary Gilmore executed by a firing squad. A former Georgia peanut farmer, Jimmy Carter, is sworn in as the nation's 39th president, and 130 million Americans are glued to their television sets for the production of Alex Haley's Roots. In the entertainment world, shocked by the suicide of the young star of Chico and the Man, Freddie Prinze.
My people recognize me too. Hey, Freddie Prinze, you made it. You're making money now. Stick him up.
Looking good.
It's not my job, man.
February, a month in which bitter winter weather continues to freeze most of the nation, causing severe natural gas shortages. Vice President Walter Mondale heads overseas for talks with our allies about the new administration, and the Koreagate Capitol Hill payoff scandal continues to surface in Washington.
What would you say will be the 1977 number one song of the year?
Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life.
In the month of March, the nation's capital was in a state of siege as a group of Hanafi Muslims took over three buildings, killing a radio newsman and taking more than 100 persons hostage. The worst air disaster in history as two Boeing 747s collide in the Canary Islands, killing 577 persons.
1977, that was the year of the cows. I remembered that I was able to pay off my first car.
April, a month in which President Carter calls for coal conversion in Connecticut, a decision met with hostility by state officials. A consumer protection department on the federal level is proposed by the president, and the state's method of funding schools declared unconstitutional in the famed Horton-Meskel case.
What I remember most about 1977, it was the year that I hired Brad Davis as our morning disc jockey.
I am not a disc jockey.
May 1977, President Carter takes to the airwaves in a series of talks about the nation's energy crisis and declares the moral equivalent of war. The first interviews with former President Richard Nixon are aired with David Frost, and President Carter pays a visit to England.
What I remember best about 1977 is Star Wars.
Hey, you're not permitted in there. It's restricted. You'll be deactivated for sure.
The month of June brought the release of the one-man grand jury report on the Peter Riley case, indicating at least five persons could have killed Barbara Gibbons in September 1973. A nightclub fire in Southgate, Kentucky spells tragedy as 164 persons are killed.
Hey, what do you remember most about 1977?
Well, looking back on 1977, the thing I remember most was totaling my 1976 car.
July was a month of tragedy. Nine persons were found brutally murdered in a burning Prospect, Connecticut home. The state's worst mass murder case ever. A fire at Danbury Federal Prison claimed five lives. New York City in darkness for 24 hours when lightning knocked out Con Ed's system. And Bernard Avcali found guilty in the death of his wife, but Judge Cohen threw that verdict out and declared him innocent.
What would you say will be the 1977 number one song of the year?
I Just Want to Be Your Everything by Auntie Gibb.
August was a month that saw more tragedy. An East Hartford man shot and killed his wife and son before turning the gun on himself after a 15-hour standoff with police. U-2 pilot Gary Powers died when his plane crashed while doing traffic reports for a California radio station, and the world mourned the sudden death of the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
When dreams of a lifetime must come to an end, that's when your heart is.
September brought back memories of Watergate as budget director Burt Lance, under fire for months, finally resigns and heads home to Georgia. Watergate conspirator G. Gordon Liddy leaves Danbury Prison, heading east of the sun and west of the moon. Famed Son of Sam killer in New York City, his arrested suspect David Berkowitz in police custody.
What do you remember most about 1977?
That's an easy one. My wedding day.
October. The winter is approaching, and Hartford's Ned Cole remembers the last winter. He walks to Washington 340 miles to ask for federal money to keep the needy from freezing. The Peter Riley case surfaces again as state police report calls for his rearrest. The state prosecutor calls the report contrived. Electric boat sends shockwaves through Connecticut announcing 3,000 layoffs. And memories are brought back by the New York Yankees as they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers and become the 1977 world champions.
Okay, Governor Grasso, what do you remember most about 1977?
The opportunities that have come for new business and industry, and then the very real sorrow that came with the layoffs of the electric boat, and that resulted in unemployment.
Probably one of the most important events that, as far as I'm concerned, was the fact that I got reelected nearly 5-1, which is the largest plurality that anyone has received in the history of Hartford.
November, the election month. Local officials chosen in most of the state's 169 towns and cities. Democrats keep their hold on big city mayor's jobs. The SST is finally able to land at Kennedy Airport, and crooner Bing Crosby dies while golfing in Spain.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
December, tragedy strikes again as 9 co-eds perish in a dormitory fire at Providence College, 3 Connecticut girls among the victims. Hopes for peace in the Mideast thrust forward as Egypt's president shocks the world by visiting Israel. Charlie Chaplin, the father of modern comedy, dies in his sleep in Switzerland, and Gordie Howe of the New England Whalers hits the career milestone, 1,000 goals.
That's a Keon at the point. Keon spinning, shooting! Garrett saving me by the ton of it, and he hit the goal post. McKenzie with a rebound in front of Gordie Howe, he scores! Gordie Howe is 1,000th goal on the power play at 1:36. The entire Whaler bench out to mob Gordie Howe.
In 1977, thousands flocked to the fantasy picture of the year, Star Wars. And star Anita Bryant began a war of her own.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
1977, a year which saw a number of notable entertainers die. Bing Crosby, Joan Crawford, Groucho Marx, Charlie Chaplin, Freddie Prinz, Elvis Presley, and the symbol of New Year's Eve, Guy Lombardo. With his death, the sweetest music, this side of heaven, was no longer this side of heaven. And in 1977, a new star is born.
Hi, this is Debbie Boone, and I want to thank you, Hartford, for making You Light Up My Life number one in 1977, and I'm looking forward to the concert at the Hartford Civic Center on January 12th.
1977.